Shalichem's sweetest and most beloved friends. In Parashas Pinchas, Parak Chav Zayin, Psukim Tesvav, until Yud Zayin, Ve'edabra Moshe El Hashem Lemor, Yifgod Hashem Elokei Ruchos, L'chol Basar, Ish Al Ha'edo, Asher Yetzei Lifneim, Asher Yavo Lifneim, Asher Yotzeim, Asher Yuvieim, V'lotia Adas Hashem, Katzon, Asher Ein Lahem, Ro'eh. Moshe spoke to Hashem saying, let Hashem, the God of spirits of all flesh, appoint a man over the congregation who will go forth before them and come before them, who will lead them out and bring them in, so that the congregation of Hashem will not be like a sheep without a shepherd. Rashi says, Pasuk Tesvav, Lehodia Shivchon Shel Tzadikim, Sheneftarim Min Ha'olam Menichim Tzarcham Ve'oskim B'Tzarchei Tzibur. This teaches us the great praise of the righteous ones, that when they leave this world, they set aside their own needs and they are involved in the needs of the community. L'chora, we have to understand. Rashi writes in Pasuk Tes Zayin, which is the next Pasuk, Kevin Sheshama Moshe Shamala Mokum Teinach Leslavcha Lebenosav, after Moshe heard that Hashem told him to give the daughters of Tzlavcha their inheritance, their portion. Amrei Giya Shasha Etbas Tzarcha Tzarachai. Sheyirshu Banayas Dulasi, says, my time has come that I should take care of my own needs, that my children should inherit my greatness, my position, my exalted position. So he wanted his kids to take over for him. Amla Kodesh Baruch Hu Lokach Olsa B'machshava Lefanai. Kedau Yehoshua Litol Schar Shimusha Shalol Mosh Misoich Oyo. V'zeo Shamar Shlomo Notzer Teina Yochal Pirya. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, this is not what I was thinking. Yehoshua is fitting to take the schar of serving you, that he never left the tent. And that's what Shlomo said, Notzer Teina, though he who guards the fig will eat the fruit. So he was there guarding it, he was there sitting in the oil, and therefore he should eat the fruits, he deserves the fruit of his labor. So we see that the bakasha of Yifkod Hashem Elokei Aruchos is that his kids should take over for him. So how does Rashi say that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't care about himself, he only cares about the tzibur? Rashi says, et bat tzrachai, I want to take care of my own needs. This was a need of Moshe. So how can Rashi say in the pasuk before, menichim tzaracham, and then Rashi says the next pasuk, et bat tzrachai, Moshe says, I'm going to demand my needs. This is mamash apela bakasha. And this shir should be a schus for Avimori v'imi morasi, and is based on the Torah of Mori v'Rabbi Agona Godel with Avitzak Man Seichet Tzadik Lefracha. V'ikar Divrei Moshe, V'ikar Divrei Rashi, putting aside the stira, just what Rashi says, that Moshe Rabbeinu asked about his children, his makor is in the Medrash Rabbah. Chor, we have to understand, that's what it says in Medrash Rabbah. But Rashi here explained, as the Sifri explains, in a number of places, Rashi draws in the Sifri, and it says that Adarabba, Moshe Rabbeinu's bakasha was for Yehoshua, that Yehoshua should replace him. Pasuk Tes Zayin, it says, Isha La'ida Zei Yehoshua, a man on the community, it's a remez to Yehoshua. And why didn't the Pasuk mention him explicitly? So, to avoid machlokas. So to Pasuk Yitches, V'yomar Hashem Moshe, Kach Lecha Es Yehoshua, Es Shebelibcha, Kach Lecha Mashe Baduk Lecha, V'alev M'forsh No Tzel Teina Yochal Pirya, V'shamar Adon Av Yichba Yechubad. Do what's in your heart. Somebody you've checked, who is that? Joshua. And it quotes the Pasuk, No Tzel Teina Yochal Pirya. Sifri and Pasuk Chof Beis, wasn't worried about his sons, and not about his. This is a pasuk we said earlier, didn't say it. He didn't want to make a machlokas between Yehoshua and his sons and his nephews. But here the Sifri says that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't worried about his sons and his nephews. He was very happy for Yehoshua. Wasn't about him at all. That's why he was so happy. That's why Elsa Chora, if he wanted his sons, he would have had Tsar. So we have the stira between the Medrash Rabbah and the Sifri. The Sifri says that Moshe wanted Yehoshua. The Medrash Rabbah says that he wanted his own children to take over as the leader. It's just also weird that Rashi in this pasuk avoided the Sifri. He just mentioned that et bat tzrachai, I want my kids. Why doesn't Rashi also mention all the midrashim about him wanting Yehoshua? And if you read the parasha of Pashtus, it looks like Moshe Rabbeinu's request was fulfilled, which means Pashtus of Pashtus that he wanted it to be Yehoshua. And yet Rashi seems to be mafkia, Rashi seems to be precluding from the simple meaning of the text that he wanted Yehoshua, and instead inserts that no, he really wanted his sons. Why would he do that? And Pasuk Tezayin, Yifkor Hashem Elokei Aruchos L'chol Basar. That's Pshat Elokei Aruchos, the God of spirits of all flesh. Not Pshat B'zeh. Look at what Rashi learns there. Chaim HaKadosh. Pasuk Yitzayin Asher Yetzei Lefneim. Rashi explains from the Sifri, Shelo kederech malchayim ashiyoshim v'tayim u'mishalchin es chaylosem l'mulchama ala kamo she'asisi anish and alchamti b'sichoin v'oig she'nemar al tiroso. So I want him to go out before them, not like the kings who sit at home smoking a pipe in a reclining chair, chilling out, watching Netflix while their soldiers go to war. No. I want a type of leader who's going to lead them in war like I did. I fought against Sichon and Og, Al Tiroso, so don't fear him. I was involved in the war. And like Joshua did, Ve'elch Yoshua'ela, V'yomer, Alenu Atayim L'tzareinu, Chim B'David U'amir, Ki Yetzeh B'alifneim, Yetzeh B'rosh V'nichnas B'rosh. Right, the famous Israeli general Acharai. He leads the way. Zoydav Zayin. That's what it should be. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted the leader to be. So that's Asher Yetzei Lefneim. But what is Pshat? Asher Yavo Lefneim. So he should go out before them. What is Pshat? That he should come. He should come back in front of his soldiers? Machpat Lecha. What does it matter? In Vayter it says in the Pasuk, Asher Yotzi, Asher Yotziim, Asher Yaviim. So Dr. Rashi from the Sifri, that he should take them out with his merits and he should bring them in with his merits. And the Sifri says, in other words, they shouldn't lack any numbers. The same number they went out with, they should come back with. So that's Pshuto Shel Mikra, that they should come back with the same numbers. So why does Rashi say the Schuyos? The Schuyos bring to the fact that they're going to come back with the same numbers they went out with. So why does Rashi only mention the schuyos, which is the merit? Why doesn't Rashi mention the tachlis, that they're going to have a sheyotzim v'sheyavim, they're going to have the same number? Why does Rashi only mention the merit? They'll have a merit. Okay, but what's the merit going to bring? What's the schuyos going to bring? They'll have the same numbers. Why does Rashi not mention the pashupshat, the sheyotzim v'sheyavim, they're going to have the same numbers? And the schuyos is something spiritual. It's something that... That's why they're going to have the same numbers. But Rashi doesn't mention the numbers. Rashi just mentions the schuyos. It says in the pasuk, Losiak Adas Yisrael Kitzon Hashelem Roe, the congregation of Israel shouldn't be like sheep without a shepherd. Ayin Bor Chaim HaKadosh, he says, push it, of course. Mechi Tesi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to leave his people without a leader, without a shepherd. Not only that, we only find by Moshe Bakosha al Hemshechan Hogalachar Misasa. that he asked for somebody to continue from after his death. So there were many Jewish leaders who died, and they appointed a new leader. You don't lack for people who want to be leaders. You just look at the elections. How many people in the Knesset, if they could be prime minister? There are 120 Chavrei Knesset. I'll guess, I don't think this is going too much out on a limb, but I'll guess that 120 people want to be prime minister. Why are there only 20 plus people running for the Democratic nomination for President of the United States? Probably because only 20 plus people think that they have a chance. But anybody else who would have a chance. Most people would want the job. I personally wouldn't want the job. But there are a lot of people who want the job, and to be a manik of Klal Yisrael. So of course, even without asking, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make sure that we have a manik, even without a special tefillah. Dafka, we find by Moshe a special tefillah. And Amnam, it says in the Sefri, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe all the parnosim, ha'asidim, l'shamash Yisrael. He showed him all the Jewish leaders. Fin, Dora Midbar, Biz, Tchias HaMesim, until Tchias HaMesim. If so, the Bakasha of Moshe was on all the Doris. And the Mela, that's why they didn't need another Bakasha, because they're already set in place in the time of Moshe. That's a nice Medrash. We're not negating the Medrash. For Pshuto Shel Mikra, the Nidon is only on the Yorish of Moshe. And we don't find that other people asked for somebody to take their place. Only by Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to worry about it. You don't have to worry. Klai Yisrael will do okay. We've always been okay. So Moshe Rabbeinu should know God's going to take care of his people. My height. V'nirakach. Inyan atzon asher ein lem ro'eh. What's pshat? Sheep without a shepherd. Mag darabaze. If they have sheep without a shepherd, everybody just goes to its own... Everybody just wanders off. שעל ידי זה מתפזרים כל אחד מהם לעצמו ובטל העדר. So it's not a flock anymore if they don't have a leader, just a lot of individuals. So if you have a nation without a king, there's nobody to unite them. Famous lashon of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos Kufayin Gimel, who should tzivanu l'manos aleinu melech yikabetz kol amuseinu v'yanigenu. But the job of the king is to gather all of our nation and lead us. The melech is the makabetz is kulam. The king is the uniting force. He congeals everybody into one unit. Rashi Leil Parashas Chukas 21:21 writes, let's pshat, nasi is everything. The nasi, the king, he brings everybody together. He's the klal, he's the kol. He's me'ached the klal. Now normally, it's done al yidei shlita. He rules over them. Be'ema, be'onshin, there's punishments, there's laws. Like we see in the Parashas HaMelech, in Shmuel Perek Ches, in the Rambam, in the fourth Perek of Hilchos Melachim. She'al yidei zeh yesh mishtar v'seder echad lekulam mikoch shlitat ha'melech ve'elmalei mora'a shel malchut ish et reyehu chayim blao. That if not for the fear of governmental judgment, everybody would swallow everyone else alive. Thank God for the government, for law and order. If not for law and order, we're finished. So that's one way we're united, because everybody makes sure to behave themselves because they're afraid of the law. Nobody wants to end up in jail. Today they have a very high incarceration rate. In the United States of America, very high. Nobody likes to be there. And then they have a very high rate, unfortunately, I think it's like 65% of people who commit crimes afterwards and end up back where they found themselves. So it's probably could die to find a better system to reform them. They say a person goes to jail, a small ganav, he leaves a big ganav. He has a lot of great rebbes in there to teach him. Vimentin, how to do it, how to do the business. But imagine what it would be like if there was no law and order. Oh my gosh. There was no justice. That's one way, this unity. Because we have this law and order. But there's another way, and that is Latabi of Akesh Nifrat. וכל שמגמת פני הציבור לסיפוק צורכיהם הגשמיים, כל אחד ואחד עושה רק לצורך עצמו ואין עושים לכלל אלא ידי שליטת ואימת המלך. אבל כל שמנהיגם המלך הידי שמשפיע עליהם דרגות רוחניות ולימוד רצון השם, שעל ידי זה מגמתם ורצונם ורצון הנפש ולא רצון הגוף, הרי הנפש מאוחדת עם הוא בכולם, וזה שמדובקים כולם למקור שהוא הקדוש ברוך הוא, ומילא כולם הם בלב אחד ורצון אחד. So another way is that he brings them together spiritually, because if all people care about is their own gashmias, their own needs, latavi avakish nifra, the guy is about taiva, he doesn't care about anybody else, he just wants to fulfill his own taiva. So if a whole group of guys and all they're concerned with is their own fulfilling their own desires, so it's going to be a terrible, it's not going to be a well-functioning society. Everybody's just worrying about themselves. So the job of the king is to instill, inculcate the people with a sense of spiritual mission, and that is going to unite them. And that's what happened in Mount Torah. Vayichan Sham Yisrael neged ahar, ki she'echod b'leiv echod. Because they all were elevated to the spiritual desire of she'echod b'leiv echod, and that's the job of the king, to bring them together. Nafgamina. If it's on hug of shilton and srara, of law and order, so there's going to be Yerusha. Lam farvos nisht, why not? But if it's on hug of lahor is derech Hashem, there you got to make sure you choose the guy who's closest to Hashem. If it's on hug of malchus, it's like, you know, the Queen of England. You have the royal family, so it goes weiter. They symbolize royalty. Keep it in the family. George Bush Sr., George Bush Jr., George Bush III, Jeb Bush, George Bush IV, John Bush, Bill Bush, the Burning Bush. So it's in the family. But when it comes to Hanhaga Ruchnis, there you take the guy who's the person who's most the closest to Hashem. So it would appear that regarding this, Moshe Rabbeinu was asking, so mitzad ha-metzias ha-tivis, mitzad the natural order of things, the anhagas ha-malchus is kanhagas ha-royal etzono, was the anhag of Eman Srara, it's an anhag of a shepherd to his flock, which is this rule, this fear, this awe. But Moshe Rabbeinu asked that the anhag of the Yisrael should be b'derech miuchedet, shel anhag ruchanit, shel yada tusag matrat ha-melech. That's what it means in the pasuk. Gifkod Hashem lekei ruchas chol basar. It should be anhaga bebchina shel anhaga shel ruach bebasar, spirit in the flesh, not because of the fear of the flesh and punishment. We come to a anhaga, a rulership that's mischayev from the spirit. But adarab, the ruach should be. It's not about the flesh. It's about the spirit that should be ruling. And that's what it means. Asher yetzei lefneim, asher yavo lefneim. That this anhaga should be through a person beruma maila amitis, on a very high spiritual level. And mimela, he's not going to sit at home when his soldiers are out fighting. He's going to go before them in war, just like Moshe, Yeshua, and David did, like we mentioned earlier. And it's even more emphasized, more accentuated, v'ashel yavo lefnehem. He should be in a matzav of lefnehem, shehu na'ale umiromam b'dargato aleihem mechamat gadluto. He's always in front of them. He's in front of them when he leads them to war, and he also comes back. He's always in the front, because he's the leader. He's the guy. He's the guy you have to look at, like you have the tour guide. He holds an umbrella or something. Everyone can follow him, right? So this, he has to also be big. This leader of the Jewish people is in front of them. They all have to see him, because he's the spiritual leader, and this is even more emphasized weiter in the pasuk. And this is expressed also memela, automatically. Asher yotzeim, asher yiviyem. Biminyan, what does it mean, biminyan? We said before, same number of people coming and going. Bischuyosav. This is Rashi brings. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was coming to say what type of great, exalted, elevated leader we're supposed to have. He should have this great schus, that in which the Jewish people merit that they shouldn't lose any soldiers on the way. So that's Pashpshat in the Pasuk, according to Rashi. It has to be B'schu Yosef, because he's going to be this exalted spiritual leader. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu is asking for. Yifkor Hashem alakei aruchos l'chol basar. He should be a man that the spirit is ruling over the flesh. So Rashi's going with Pshuto Shel Mikra, Zchu Yosef, because he's asking for a great leader. And on this, Moshe Rabbeinu concluded V'lo tiyadat Hashem katzon asher ein lehem ro'eh. And the congregation of God should not be like a sheep without a shepherd. Because an Eda is a tzibur. There's no Eda less than 10. So Moshe Rabbeinu emphasized the Eda ka'adas Hashem. She'edav ha'tzibur shebehem ye'edav tzibur ha'mugdar b'shem adat Hashem. We should be a community of God. And therefore you need a shepherd who fits this definition. His anhaga should be b'derech Hashem. That's what's going to make them into a community. Because if they have anhagas malchus kishar malachim, it's not going to be Adas Hashem. The Adas Hashem is going to be She'ein Lehem Ro'eh. Because we want to be this holy spiritual community. And we need a holy spiritual leader to lead us. So Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't just talking about the guy who was going to take his place. Moshe Rabbeinu was talking in general. V'lo tiyeh adas Yisrael katzona asher ein lehem ro'eh. V'lo tiyeh adas Hashem katzona asher ein lehem ro'eh. We need a spiritual leader. We need a spiritual shepherd. So that's talking about all the generations. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to make sure Klal Yisrael will be taken care of. And Hashem said, as they say today, I'm down with that. Definitely. So he showed him all the leaders, and then he said, Kachas Yoshua. And let's start with Yoshua, Ish Asher Ruach Bo. He has that spirit. He's a man of spirit. So he's the one you want. Now we can understand Shmuel Perikres when they asked for a king. And Shmuel wasn't happy about it. And Hashem said, Lo schama asu, ki osim asu mim lo chalem. It isn't about you, them despising, it's me. And everybody asked, oh my gosh, is there a Torah about this? It's a mitzvah essay to appoint a king. What was wrong that the Jewish people asked for a king? We've also discussed this in Shiur B'Siyata Dishmai. Look in the Sefer Ber Miriam, Chelek Aleph Perik Aleph, Halacha Beis. So based on what we said, we can explain the parashah as follows: the nafkamina between shoftim that served until the kings, that are called shoftim, they're called judges, and amalachim, the malachim that served afterwards, malachim, were molech, were ruled, in a mahalach of parashah samelech that we see in Sefer Shmuel, that there it talks about how he's going to be ema, the people are going to fear him, he's going to do whatever he wants, and he's going to be the boss with a big capital B. And that's kachol ha-goyim. And in fact, that's the mitzvah essay. But here there was a tefillah of Moshe, and God accepted this tefillah, that there should be anhaga b'derech Hashem uvim mishpatav, that the tachlis hamalchus should be fulfilled. Shoftim, that it should be alpi mishpat Hashem, the judgment of God in His Torah. Anhaga ruchmis v'lo gashmis.
Look at the Sefer Ber Miriam, Chelek Aleph, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, Os Gimel. זה רע דבר בעיני שמואל ואמר לו השם שלא אותך מעשו כי עם אותי שבקשתם היה ויתור על מה שזכו בתפילת משה. You're right, I'll pit in Torah mitzvah raisa, a king rules like a king, but what about the spiritual leader that Moshe asked for? They don't want that anymore. So God says, yeah Shmuel, it's not about you, they're mois me, they're despising me, they don't want a spiritual leader. They want kechol agoyim. And that didn't make Shmuel happy at all. ויסוד הדבר מבואר במערשה בסנהדרין, וכבר קדם לו בדרשות הר"ן, בדרוש י"א, על מה שכתוב שם בגמרא במסכת סנהדרין, שזקנים שבדור כהוגן שאלו, שנאמר תלנו מלך ושבתנו, they wanted a king to rule them, but the עמי הארץ were מקלקל, they ruined it. שנאמר הבינו גם אנחנו ככל הגויים משבתנו מלכנו ויצא לפנינו. The zkenim wanted shoftim בדין Torah, says the Marashan. Amei Haaretz wanted them to be ruled bedas nimusis, according to whatever the law of the king decides, according to democratic law, whatever you want to call it, according to the constitution, not according to din Torah. So that's the machlokas. The zkenim wanted a shilton of Torah, that they were zocha b'schus tefilas Moshe Rabbeinu, but the Amei Haaretz wanted an hagatz malchus shel shilton v'srara, and there the king could be poretz geder, he could do what he wants in order to enforce his law. And that's what they said. V'shafteinu malkeinu v'yetzei lefaneinu. They didn't say what it says over here. Asher yetzei lefaneim, v'sher yavo lefaneim, v'sher yotzeim, v'sher yaviim. They said, l'maisa, we want him to go out v'yetzei lefaneinu and fight our wars. But not sher yavo lefaneinu. We said, that's the ikar, that's the hagdara of his greatness. That he comes before them, he's always leading the flock. They weren't interested in that. And they didn't say, asher yotzeinu, v'sher yaviinu. B'schus, right? Like Rashi says, that he has great merits, they weren't interested in that. They just wanted a leader of Kohol HaGoyim. That's what it says in the Pasuk Shmuel, Perek Tes, Pasuk Yitzayin, V'shmuel Ras V'ashol, Shol, V'shem Ano, Hina Ish, Asher Amarati L'cha Zeh Yatzor Ba'ami, Up, Shmuel Si Shol, God says, this is the guy, Asher Yatzor Ba'ami, what does Yatzor mean? Yimshol, Rashi says, he'll rule, Hiderach HaMoshe, La'atzor Ha'am, B'milchama, he stops them a war, they shouldn't scramble around all over the place, and he stops them from doing evil. And that's Lahedia, like exactly like we've been saying. That their Bakosha, and their Bakosha was answered. They have a king like the Goyim. Together shall Kochol HaGoyim Beis Yisrael Chas V'Shalom. Also Mitzvah Daraisa, but that's not the ideal. The ideal is what Moshe Rabbeinu asked. And the Yisod HaMalchus is Latzor. So now we can return to Divrei Rashi, the seeming stira. The first Rashi says that he was only osik b'tzorchei tzibur, and then it says vayter that he was asking for himself et b'tzorchei, and also the sifri that was all the sifris we saw that he was really asking for Yoshua. So which one is it? So first we have to see Rashi. It says vaydaber Moshe el Hashem lemor. Rashi says, God, Moshe was saying to Hashem, tell me if you're going to appoint a leader. And the Sifsei Chacham in Ospe says he was asking him if he's going to mana a parnas, a leader, or if his children are going to inherit him. Those are the two sides. So apparently the explanation is that if Moshe Rabbeinu's true will is fulfilled, his true request is fulfilled, then they're going to have the spiritual leader, a true parnas. That's what he wanted, unless his sons are really worthy, but otherwise he wants the spiritual leader, and that's going to be the Yahushua.
And just if Hashem says that, no, I can't, I'm not going to give you what you want, then your sons are going to inherit. Because in Sarara, this is in Yerusha, so these are the two tzadim. In other words, either this or that. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted there to be a spiritual leader. It says in the first Rashi. And if not, then if they're not Zoche, then at least his children will be a leader, Mikoch Sarara, Mikoch Malchus, that they inherit from Moshe. There are really two requests here. The primary request and the secondary if the first one isn't fulfilled. And that's also the connection to Benot Slavcha that Rashi mentions. They get to the parsha of Benot Slavcha, that Slavcha's daughters got their inheritance from their father. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, okay, so then my children should inherit from me as well. Same idea. So, Hadvarim Hayu Niflaim, and Birtzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will hopefully be mamik more in these psukim. I'm hoping to have another shir. For Zelcha, Hashem should give us the koach and the moach and the simchas chaim and the financial means and everything it takes to continue spreading His holy Torah. Amen v'amen, shalom, shalom, sweetest, and most beloved.